JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
Since the start of the year, the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce has undertaken various activities geared toward the promotion of the Logistics Hub Initiative, boosting investments and propelling the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector.
This is no pipe dream. This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the hub effect.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. Already, manifestations of the hub effect can be seen on the Jamaican private sector. The period January 21 to 22 saw over 800 members of the private sector participating in high-level meetings and discussions on global logistics at the highly successful Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium in Kingston. The event, organized by the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in collaboration with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, was held under the theme, Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium, Transforming Jamaica's Business Landscape.
I think that the intent and the objective of the symposium has been achieved, simply that persons are better informed about what it is we're doing, where we are, what are the challenges remaining, and probably importantly, how they see themselves in this picture.
Of note is that there has been growing public interest in the Logistics 101 course. This as the ministry continues to foster national dialogue and a narrative around global logistics and Jamaica's move to a logistics-centered economy. The course is organized by the ministry and the Caribbean Maritime Institute and has been delivered free of cost to over 16,000 participants to date. In addition, the Caribbean Maritime Institute signed a Memorandum of Understanding with City and Guilds International to begin offering training courses in areas related to the logistics hub. Under the partnership, students who obtain training will receive internationally recognized certification.
These new programs relate to logistics, warehousing, and engineering and will be delivered by the CMI and its partners across the educational landscape of Jamaica. And by offering City and Guilds accredited programs, CMI will be providing Jamaican learners with our internationally branded certification.
Deputy Director of City and Guilds International, Bill Malcolm. In the proposed logistics-centered economy, development of the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector is high on the government's agenda. The staging of events such as Expo Jamaica 2014 and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation JBDC Small Business Expo and Conference 2014 sought to position MSMEs for the global supply chain. Expo Jamaica 2014 proved a success with over 600 local and foreign buyers showing a high level of interest in the wide variety of authentic Jamaican products showcased at the event. President of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Brian Pengele, says the event proved that there is great potential for Jamaica's manufacturing sector.
So, is the manufacturing and the export industry, are we ready? We're more than ready. We're very much alive.
The JBDC's Small Business Expo and Conference, held in May, featured over 35 exhibitors from several industries, including manufacturing, telecommunications, banking, accounting, transport, business, technology and shipping. Communications manager at the JBDC, Kenesha Nooks, says the expo focused on how MSMEs would fit into the Logistics Hub initiative.
It's really a process, and we really just want to get them ready for how they would operate in a global sense.
Also in May, JAMPRO launched its Global Business Connect initiative, an avenue to increase its reach and response time to the global business community. The site can be accessed at jaglobalbusinessconnect.com and facilitates interactive forums and blogs, webinars and live discussions among the business community and investors, exporters, buyers and distributors. It also caters to the Jamaican diaspora, consular corps and foreign services as well as the local and international media. Join us again tomorrow as we continue to highlight the government's achievements for the first half of 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.